Hi, Trill NBA show listeners. It's Felicia here, the trillest NBA you'll ever know. I wanted to let you know that I am hosting a two-session workshop called Land the Interview and the Job, Winning Career Expo Strategies. Session one is September 8th and session two is September 22nd. It's a two-part session to get people ready specifically for the National Black NBA Conference and Expo Career Fair. But if you're getting ready for interviews or you're going to go to another career fair, this workshop is still for you. In this workshop, you will know the rules of engagement and how to navigate a career fair. You will learn how to create your personal conference game plan. You will know how to land interviews before you even arrive at the career fair. You will have crafted a winning elevator pitch. You will know how to answer interview questions that will win interviewers over, and you will have a plan for follow-up after the career fair is over. You don't want to miss this free workshop. Yes, I said free. If you are a member of National Black NBA, it is free for you. If you are not a member of National Black NBA, but you are listening to this podcast, I have a discount code for you. It is TRILL1. That's capital T-R-I-L-L 1. And I got you covered. Don't hesitate. Go to my website, trillnba.com. There you'll find a link for registration and sign up. And I look forward to seeing you guys September 8th. And if you have any questions ahead of time, please email me at ask@trillnba.com. All right, let's start the show. Welcome to the Trill NBA Show. I'm your host, the trillest NBA you will ever know. And I'm here to help you survive and thrive in corporate America by giving you the truth and being as real as only I can be. So today I'm so excited because we are talking all things National Black NBA Association Conference and Expo. Yay! National Black. Okay, so some of you might be like, what the hell? What is National Black Association or National Black NBA Association or that NBA thing? What is it? I'm going to tell you. So, officially on their website, the National Black NBA Association is the premier business organization serving Black professionals. I love it. But for me, let me tell you what National Black is for me. National Black for me is a safe haven for Black MBAs to network, congregate, and help each other get jobs. That's my definition. I'm sure the leadership at National Black probably would want me to say something else, but it is what it is. It's the Trill NBA show. Gotta keep it true. So, National Black, though, I'll give you a little history. The National Black NBA Association was conceived in 1970 to help Blacks coming into the corporate sector, largely for the first time, share experiences and insights to help make the journey easier. By nurturing these new professionals, the organization helped early members navigate and ultimately succeed in unfamiliar and frequently challenging environments. Let me tell you something. The environment is still challenging and feels unfamiliar. Oh man, we've come a long way since 1970 though. And I really appreciate this organization. It was because of the National Black Conference and Career Fair back in 2008. It was in DC that I got my internship between my first and second year of my MBA program at the Kelly School of Business, Indiana University. Go Hoosiers. This organization and the network that it has provided me has definitely helped me navigate the troubled waters of corporate America. And it is troubled, y'all. Y'all know it. Even for us that seeming on the outside are doing well, it's a challenge every day to be Black in corporate America. And I really appreciate this organization for not only working to help Black professionals, but also working to enrich the lives of Black youth through the LAB program, the Leaders of Tomorrow program, and also the MBAs that are up and coming. The conference is an annual conference, happens every year in September for the most part. And this year it's in Detroit, Michigan. And I'm so excited. Motown, Motor City. I have lived in Michigan before. I've enjoyed Michigan and I love hanging out in Detroit. I'm excited to see all my friends that are going to the conference. We've already been texting and emailing and planning on what parties we're going to. Because yes, y'all, there's business, but there's also play at the conference. So yeah, I'm geeked this year about this year's conference. So what's so great about this conference and expo? Well, there's two parts to the conference. There's the conference part, and then there's the expo part, which is really the career fair part. And so if you're looking for a job, you mostly focus on the career fair, and you probably don't even realize that there's a whole week of programming that happens behind the scenes that people put a lot of work into. The programming consists of continuing education programming. There's luncheons and awards, and there's a black tie event. You know, black people clean up pretty well. We look good. So I'm excited. And then there's parties at night. There's parties pretty much every night of the conference. So we play hard and we work hard too. But what I want people to understand is I'm really passionate about people being prepared for the career fair. Please heed my words. If you are coming to National Black MBA and you think that you can just bring your resume and smile and look cute in your suit and get a job, no, you cannot. So please don't do that. Please don't let that be your plan. If you don't have a plan of action and you haven't crafted one yet, come to the workshop. It doesn't matter where you are in the country. You can attend online virtually. If you happen to live in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, come on down to Plano and come to the workshop. It's free. The code is TRILL1. You can sign up on Eventbrite. Please prepare for the career fair. And let me tell you why. So there are schools, and I'm going to call this one school out because it's the one that everybody talks about. I'm going to go ahead and call them out. Brigham Young University, their MBA program, they come, it feels like, in busloads. Now, they might not actually come in busloads. I don't know. All I know is the last time I was recruiting for my last company, they were in my line deep. And they were prepared. So I could not turn them away. I could not turn these, all of the caucasity in the whole wide world, Caucasian white boys away from my booth because they were prepared. And so if they were prepared and they had done their research, they had a great elevator pitch and they could really go the extra mile and tell me why they deserve the interview slot, I had to give him an interview slot. And I'm gonna be honest with you, I didn't like it because it's the National Black MBA Association Conference and Expo. I am there to look for black people to hire. And the reason why I'm there to look for black people to hire is because my company is lacking in black employees. And we want to get that number up. So that's why we spent our time and our money to come and meet black candidates. at the National Black MBA Association. Now, you can't discriminate and tell people, oh, you can't come in here because you're not black. We all know how that feels. That ain't right. But I can say on my show, this show, that I didn't like it. And I feel like I'm justified in not liking it. Because for every person that fills an interview slot, and the interview slots are finite, that means that that's one less black person that we get to look at or talk to possibly come to our company. So that's concerning for me. Now, if you know me, you know how I feel about the idea of competition. I don't believe in it. If a job is yours, it's yours. You can't mess it up, you can't lose it, what have you. But I also believe that faith without works is dead. And the work that you need to put in to prepare for this conference is doing your research, having your elevator pitch, having a resume that has no mistakes on it and is in the right format, being dressed properly, not being in like 6-inch stiletto heels because they look good with your suit, and you can only walk around this career fair for, 30 minutes before you're limping around and looking like a wounded animal. Please don't be that chick. Please. Thanks. You guys, I just want us to take advantage of the opportunity that is National Black MBA. And what I've seen in my experience over the past 10 years of going to the conference is that we don't do a good job of taking advantage of this opportunity. It's over 300 companies, over 300 companies from across the country that are there looking for you. And they want to talk to you, and they want to meet you, and they want to get to know you, and they want to know more about you. And if you come there with your tongue tied and confused and looking lost because you weren't prepared, that's a problem. And then guess who capitalizes on that? Those busloads of Caucasian kids in their MBA program coming to talk to companies that don't come to their school. Heck, sometimes they talk to companies that do come to their school because they're getting an early start. So please, 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 please promise me, take an oath. If you're coming to National Black, be prepared. Now, what does preparation look like? Let's talk about that. One, it's knowing the rules of engagement. So knowing what to say when you come up to the booth. Please do not come up to the booth and say, hey, can you tell me what opportunities you have open? Or, hey, I'd like to know more about your company. Really? Seriously? Don't do that, please. And if there is somebody you know that did that and you see me, bring them to me so I can give them a tongue lashing. Because I can't. That's ridiculous. You know better. You cannot go up to the booth and be like, oh, hey, I don't know anything about your company. Can you tell me what y'all be doing? What y'all sell? What it be like? Don't do that. I promise you, you will get nowhere and nowhere fast. The other thing you need to do is you need to have a game plan. This career fair is humongous. I mean, just ridiculously, like a whole convention center full of booths and people, and just, it's overwhelming. So you really need to like sit down and get the list of companies that are gonna be there. It's on the National Black website. Get that list and map out who are you gonna go talk to. And once you decide who you're gonna go talk to, you do your research on those companies. Then when you get to the booth, you say, hey, my name is such and such, and I am a first year MBA. I'm a second year MBA. I'm an experienced MBA, and I'm looking for this opportunity. And I saw on your website that you had this opportunity open, and I'd like to talk more with you about how I may be a great fit for that opportunity. Now, who you think they gonna give a chance to interview? That person? Or the person's like, hey, yeah, I'm looking for a job, or I'm looking for an internship, so can you tell me a little bit about what y'all offering? I actually had somebody come to my booth and tell me that. And I worked for a big, huge Fortune 500 company that's well known. And they came up to my booth and they said that. And what did I say? I said, why, sure. This company is blah, blah, blah. And I gave my little blurb that I had because I was prepared. And then I said, sure, let me see your resume. Okay, thanks. We'll be in touch. And then I ushered them away and they looked confused. And I didn't understand why they looked confused. But then maybe I looked confused because I was confused. Because why did you come to my booth unprepared? So rude. Don't do it. If you are going to National Black, don't waste your time or money if you're not going to show up prepared. That is my biggest message for this show. Now, the other thing I want to talk about that you need to watch out for if you're going to this conference, you need to pay attention to who's watching you do what and what you're doing. Picture it. Thursday night, it's some big party. Samsung, Diageo, NBA Live, you name it. Some great party. There'll be some famous celebrity performing there. There's free drinks. Alcohol's flowing. Guess who's there? All the recruiters. All the people that work at the companies that were at the booth just hours before that you were talking to, they're at the same party you're at. So if I see you drunk as a skunk, showing out, acting a fool, showing your ass, and I put you on the interview schedule the day that Thursday afternoon I met you, I put you on the interview schedule. And you have an interview sometime Friday. And then I see you cutting a fool, acting an ass. Guess what? I'm conveniently call you and let you know, oh, we had an issue. We're not going to be able to fit you into the interview. I'm so sorry. My bad. You think that don't happen? Listen, you got to understand. You guys, here's the position that I've been in. Have senior leaders who are flying in just to conduct interviews so that they can give offers pretty much on the spot, okay? So these are the senior leaders that not only can give offers on the spot, but they also might be able to weigh into where my career is going with the company. So I also have to be on my P's and Q's too. Which means I can't just have any old body interviewing with them. They're going to judge me based on the quality of candidates that we put in front of them. Because this is part of my job, is being able to pick talent. So you got to understand, like, you not only need to be on your game for you, you need to be on your game for the recruiters like me that are trying to help you get into their organization. We gotta help each other. We all we got. So, what should you do next? Well, outside of signing up for the workshop that I'm hosting, the next thing you need to do, if you haven't registered for National Black, you need to get on it. If you don't have somewhere to stay, you need to get on that. Hotels are selling out fast. You need to plan and prepare to go. You need to buy your plane ticket. We're definitely within the 21 days. So hurry up, do that. And then really sit down and make a game plan for how you are going to land your next opportunity at the National Black MBA Conference. again, if you have any questions or concerns, need some specific advice, feel free to email me at ask@trillmba.com. I'm happy to either answer your question or connect you to the right person if I don't have the answer. Again, that email is ask@trillmba.com. And until next time, keep it trill, y'all. The Trill MBA Show is a Fair World Corp. LLC production. Executive produced by Felicia and Rose Anuha. Music is Kick Push by Ryan Little. Keep it trill every day, y'all.